get the light going and we'll be ready.
Slightly.
Okay, good morning, committee people and friends in the audience. We'll open the House Committee on General Government Consumer Protection. It's Thursday, May the 12th, 2011. And we'll open a public hearing on SCR 9. And we have in front of us, it was here before 8 o'clock. Thank you, Senator.
Yeah. I knew you had guys in the House are tough.
Thank you. Welcome, and I'll remind you, because I forget sometimes, to identify yourself and provide us your testimony.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. My name is David Nelson, State Senator from District 29, basically Northeast Oregon. This Senate concurrent resolution 9 is in memory of Jay Minthorn, who is a great tribal leader for years and years and years out in our part of the country, passed away last year. I knew Jay for, I don't know, most of my life, I guess. I was the bat boy, not the fat boy, the bat boy. in the Senate hearing, and they said, "Did you say fat boy?" And I said, "No, I was the bat boy," and Jay was the baseball player and the pitcher, and so I knew him really, really very well. And he's performed a lot of the ceremonies in the Senate. I don't know if he's been in the House, you know, he's very active in the tribal council throughout the state and actually throughout the Northwest. So this is just an opportunity to honor a very good life. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning.
I'm Leo Stewart. I'm the chairman of the Umatilla Confederated Tribes until November. And I would like to really thank you, the chairman of the committee, that you know that this Senate Bill 9 is really important. I mean, really a plus for Mr. Jay Minthorn, that he, we call him Utwai because, you know, he's gone now. And it means a lot to us in memorial for his services throughout Indian country has been really a great benefit for all of us because of his natural resource background, his cultural bringing up of for his grandkids and his family. And he has really performed here at, has done a lot of resource work with the CIS, the Commission on Indian Services. He was the chairman and active in it for a long time. So he's really been involved within the legislative aspect throughout the Northwest of Indian tribes. His performance was, you know, I've known Jay for a long time. You know, when I first started fishing down in Cascade Locks in 1960, he was down there with us, and we got to. He was sort of, you know, the teacher, and he helped us. And he helped a lot of people to understand the purpose of why we provide for our families. And that's the way he seemed like, the way he instructed all of us as leaders coming up. He's a teacher of all his grandkids were with him in a lot of ceremonies that he performed for the Commission on Indian Service on even Tribal Day. Here, he had his grandkids on the drum, so, you know, he is deeply missed when within our tribe. So we'd really, you know, I can't say how much, you know, that we miss him because his family would have been here, but it seemed like we just didn't get, but the last meeting at the Senate was he was here. They were here with him in the crowd. So I just would like to see if we could get support for Senate Bill 9, and I want to thank you for everything.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Thank you for your testimony this morning, and I realize it's travel for the family, and I'm sure they'll be here when the bill goes to the Senate floor. Thank you very much. Committee members, do you have any questions? Representative Matthews.
Just a brief statement, Mr. Chair, and thank you both for being here. And Senator, thanks for bringing this forward. I've met Mr. Minthorn and very impressed, truly a leader. And my only comment is that, and I've said it before in this building, it's just unfortunate that we can't memorialize or recognize these folks when they're able to stand at the side aisle and receive that from this body. We have a lot of fine people that are contributing a great deal to this state. Mr. Minthorne, one of those leaders that truly deserved to be recognized while he was with us. But, you know, this will be a great dedication to his family and in respect to all that he's done. So thanks again for your testimony, and thanks for being here and bringing it forward.
Okay.
Senator Nelson, was he as good as early win baseball player?
Was he very good? They call him Iron Man or something.
Yeah, he pitched in 3 games on one day, and he threw curves, and you know, and they were all slow curves, and so you know, so that's why we called him Iron Arm, because he just, that's all he threw.
That's,
can you pitch today,
arm.
Jay? Oh, I mean, yeah. Didn't get done with the game. Can you pitch again? Oh yeah, I'll
three,
go again.
3 games in a day.
Well, you're going to fit right into this building then, throwing those curves.
Now they won't let you throw more than 100 pitches, and we're all pulling for Jacoby Ellsbury, who is a part Native American that's playing.
Yeah.
And Mr. Stewart, I hope that you express our condolences and our gratitude for his service. That it doesn't go unrecognized that we have tribal members that do a lot for this state, and Mr. Minthorne was one of those people.
Yeah, well, thank you, because his name is Shekhi Chaichai, and that was his Indian name. And I will tell the family, because, you know, they would have been here. And I just called up his nephew just a while ago just to find out how do you pronounce his Indian name, because the last time I was, it didn't seem like it. You know, it's a difficult at times. So
before you go, let me put on the record that Secretary of State Kate Brown strongly supports this resolution, and that she would like to have been here, but she regrets not being able to attend. Secretary of State Kate Brown. So.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, we have no other one testifying, so we'll close the public hearing on SCR 9. Open a work session on SCR 9.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 9 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Chair Hovey moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 9 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Tamla, will you please call the roll?
Representative Cameron?
Excused.
Representative Clem?
Excused.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Aye.
Co-Chair Wisnett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hovey?
Aye.
Thank you. With that, motion carries, and I'll close the work session on the resolution carries, and I'll close the work session on SCR 9. Okay. Our objective is here is before 9 o'clock.
Do you assign a carrier, Mr. Chair?
No, I didn't. Would you like to do that?
I can, certainly,
since you know
there's another member.
That'd be very nice. Thank you.
Jim Leitner.
Thank you for stepping up. Okay, we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 628. Jan, please brief us on this bill.
Mr. Chairs and committee members, Senate Bill 628 requires counties to annually publish the actual gross monthly salary for each budgeted position identified by the title of the position. And it deletes the requirement that counties publish employees' name with the salary information. And there are no amendments before you. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact.
I think we have Alex is not here, so Mr. Lichten, you're going to testify, and Mike, you want to come up? And Tom, you want to join him? Thank you. Good morning. Commissioner,
good morning.
Commissioner, thank you.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
You identify yourself, and please give us your testimony.
You bet. Thank you very much. Co-Chair Holden, Co-Chair Wisnett, for the record, I am Lane County Commissioner Sid Lichten. And I'm here today to voice support for SB 628. And in my view, this bill is consistent with efforts that have gone on in all levels of government and indeed society. And this is to balance our desire for government transparency and with an effort to protect the privacy of individuals. This bill simply removes the requirement that counties publish the names of their employees along with their salaries and position title. I've watched for years the Register Guard publishes a story on county salaries, typically with a box That includes the name of its highest-paid employees along with their salaries. You know, in Lane County, for example, we have two healthcare clinics and a mental health center. We employ people who have titles that include MD and PhD, and yes, these people do make six-figure salaries. But don't get me wrong, I do think it's necessary for our residents to know what it is that we pay our employee. But I think identifying by name, in my view, is not necessary. I think the other piece on this is also within our public safety sector, and I think it's very important we have those additional protections for members of our Lane County Sheriff's Department, but I think on the local level with our local police departments as well, and I think that's going to be very important. And honestly, if an employee is involved in a dispute or if a resident of the county truly needs to know how much any of our employees earn, a public records request for that information may be filed, but it does need to be published in the paper and posted on the internet. And so today I'm here representing Lane County, and would hope that you would move this bill along today. And our employees, like yours, are being asked to make huge concessions in their pay and benefits. Many of our governments are shrinking in size and asking that the remaining employees do carry additional loads. And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify, and that's all I have to say at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mike, did you want to?
Sure.
And then run to the hospital?
Possibly. Co-chairs Wisnett and Holvey, members of the committee, Mike Eliason with the Association of Oregon Counties. Lane County brought this bill to our attention. We did take a position on it in support. Just reiterate a couple of points that Commissioner Lycan made. This would put us in line with the House Bill 2500 passed in 2009 for state employees, which requires publishing the position title and salary, but not necessarily the name of the employee. And again, if somebody does see that and they want to know more about the individual person, they can submit a public records request and get the name of that person. But again, for folks who they're the only position, like Mr. Kyler, the intergovernmental relations manager, just seeing that title, you would know basically who that is. It's the only position. So again, we support this bill and hope you pass it on. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Gallagher.
Tom Gallagher, representing newspaper publishers. I want to thank this committee for all the good work you've done on public records bill. We support removing these names. I think this is an arcane activity, and we support cleaning up the statute where these things exist, and there's no reason for it to publish the names. The budget bill, 2425, also covers this, and the work we've done with the cities and counties over this session has been truly positive for public records.
Thanks for those comments. Committee members, do you have questions for the panel? Representative Matthews.
I had one brief question, and I had asked yesterday, and I didn't really get an answer because we didn't really know, but maybe, Mr. Gallagher, you might be the best to answer this. City government, a city entity currently, as an example, the Gresham Outlook will post the names of the top earners. Usually they tend to be in public safety, most likely law enforcement, because of overtime and whatnot. Is there a reason that this bill is just dealing with the county and not able to go a little further to city?
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Matthews, to the best of my knowledge, and I think these folks can correct me, this is one place where this is still left that for counties. They post it on the library door or something, and it's I don't know that it applies to all the cities in the same way, so I leave that to the counties. What I will say is when we publish the salaries and things like that, it's out there, it's collectible, it's news, people are interested in that, and I think this is the place where if that data goes away or it's found in a different way, that's why we don't object to these things. If it's there, we'll publish it. If it's not there, we probably don't really. It's not a story.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the committee?
Thank you.
I guess, Commissioner, we've done a lot in this body about transparency, and I know some of the times they talk about, and we've had bills come before this committee that we struck out county on some of our transparency. Is there a movement within the AOC and within the counties to provide citizens also of a we call it taxpayers web page or something like that on how much money's coming in and how much is going out?
Actually, we have increased that by quite a bit in Lane County, at least on our website. We also have finally joined the 21st century as far as social networking is concerned, and now have a Twitter page. And so what we're doing is constantly updating what it is, whether it's the benefit and pay issue. For instance, our budget committee issues are going through right now, and so we're constantly updating that for our public to see and trying to get that out to the public as much as possible. So I think at this point in time we're going to continue to improve, but these are some of the things that are taking place as we speak.
Thank you, sir. No other questions of the committee. We'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 628. Thank you for your testimony. I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 628.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 628 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Hovey moves Senate Bill 628 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions, committee members? Further questions or comments? Thank you. Tamara, we'll have a vote.
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clem.
Aye.
Representative Conger.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith.
Aye.
Co-Chair Holby.
Aye.
Co-Chair Wisner.
Aye. Do you want to have some consent?
Yeah.
Is there any opposition to consent agenda on this one? Okay. Okay, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 628, and we'll put that on the consent agenda. No opposition. Okay. Senator Monroe's here for these next two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with that, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 29. Jan, do you want to tell us where we are on this bill, please?
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a bill that adds the historic cemeteries that are operated by nonprofit organizations to the list of cemeteries exempt from specified laws that apply to private cemeteries. The committee heard the bill May 5th. There are no amendments, no revenue impact, no fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you. Chair Hovey.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 29 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Hovey moves Senate Bill 29 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on this bill? I think we had good testimony. Any questions? We're ready to vote. Tamara?
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clem.
Aye.
Representative Conger.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith.
Aye.
Co-Chair Holby.
Aye.
Co-Chair
Wisner. Aye. Okay, with that, the motion passes. And Senator Monroe, do you want to carry that?
Oh,
you can't do it.
Yeah.
Would you
that
like
would be a neat trick.
Would you like to?
It was unanimous.
So maybe you should come over and try that in the House.
I'd love to.
Okay. Let's get back here. Excuse me. Do we need a carrier on that? Someone want to? Volunteer to carry that.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative Smith. Okay, with that, motion carries, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 29 without Senator Monroe's here helping out. Okay, committee will open a work session on Senate Bill 30. Jan, update us on this one, too.
Mr. Chair's committee member, Senate Bill 30 requires Endowment Care Cemetery to deposit in an endowment care fund at least 9% of the gross sales price of a grave sold with a grave liner. There are no amendments before you. You heard the bill May 5th. No revenue impact, no fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 30 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Chair Hovey. Moves Senate Bill 30 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion, committee members? Questions? Discussion? Tamara, vote, please.
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Clark.
Yes.
Conger.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith.
Aye.
Co-Chair Holby.
Aye.
Co-Chair Wisner.
Aye. Need a carrier for this one? No volunteers?
This is the, yeah, I want to.
Senator Brenneman, you want to do this one, Brian?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Motion carries. Have a carrier, and we'll close work session on Senate Bill 30. Open a work session on Senate Bill 739.
10 feet under.
Okay, Jan, update us on this one, please.
Mr. Chair's committee members, Senate Bill 739 requires the legislative administrator to maintain reports of witnesses who testify on measures and to post reports on a legislative website. Committee heard the bill May 5th. There were no amendments, no revenue impact, and a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 739 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Chair Hovey moves Senate Bill 739 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussions committee.
We stand at ease for a minute. Chat about this.
We're at ease. Minute. We are reporting. Okay, we're back. Yes, we're back from a brief recess. So we have a motion. This is Senate Bill 739. We have a recommendation to move it to the floor of a do-pass recommendation. No other discussion or questions. Tamara, vote, please.
Representative Cameron.
Excused.
Representative Flynn.
I'm a yes.
Representative Hunter.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sheehan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yeah.
Co-Chair Holby?
Aye.
Co-Chair
Wisnett? Aye. And yeah. I'll carry. Do we need? I guess we better carry that. I'll carry. Do you want to carry it?
I'd love to carry it.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Smith. Okay, with that, the motion, the bill passes, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 739. Committee members, Jen, we're closing operation when?
June 1st is the last day for committee hearings. And
it's coming up soon.
Yeah, very soon.
I got some bills I want to introduce.
And there's a deadline that we have to have bills like we did with the House. The bills have to be scheduled by?
Bills have to be posted on an agenda by May 24th.
So just wanted to give you that update. And with that,
Mr. Chair, are we closing the committee?
Yes.
I just was thinking back to the SCR 9.
Yes.
It may be more appropriate, if you would indulge, maybe that we would ask either Representative Jensen or Representative Greg Smith. It might mean more to their area and more to the tribe if we can get one of their representatives carry it.
Thank you very much. Jan, will you take this check with him? Thanks for bringing that up. Representative Clem.
Let's go on with this last one. Are we just going to keep... did we carry it over today?
That's great.
Or is it... Mm-hmm. I know it's not until the 18th dead one way or the other, but
correct.
We carried over. I was late, so I may have missed that part.
We didn't announce that, sir.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, committee members. With that, we'll adjourn the committee.